immigration is obviously a hot topic that's been addressed and readdressed and killed by everybody else, including me. I've written blog posts and essays on this. If you're curious about reading any more of those, go to artofcitizenship.com. I have a few different ones that are posted up on there. As I was driving into work this morning, I was listening about this new immigration bill that's being proposed by a Utah senator and the Sutherland Institute, which is a conservative think tank here in Utah. And it's basically called immigration accountability. And the idea is that illegal immigrants who are here and are not guilty of any other crimes will basically be given accountability cards, which will allow them to work as long as they take English and civil studies courses. I think in the long run, I don't particularly have a problem with something like this. And this is something that, obviously, you're never going to be able to get a full consensus from anybody on immigration, because it's way too convoluted of an issue. The problem with this bill being presented right now is the timing of it is terrible. Immigration being the way that it is, trying to do anything that continues to either reward those who immigrate illegally or reward those who incentivize people to do so is kind of like hitting the gas before you're out of your driveway. Yes, there are appropriate times and appropriate roads where you should be driving 65, 75 miles an hour. Absolutely. But there are absolutely times when you should not be doing that. Just like I believe that there are times in a country's history and in its own sovereignty that it is appropriate to have more amnesty-type programs. But right now, I do not think that is the case, especially because our border is still so porous that all we're really doing is incentivizing more people to come, rewarding those who have broken the rules and everything else. It's not patching a problem so much as it's creating a new problem. Our first priority is to find a way to seal up the borders and make it so that illegal immigration is as damn near impossible as it can be. After that, then the next logical step is to not only enforce existing laws, but find a way to make it easier for people who want to come into this country to do so and to do it legally. The idea of having to wait years and years and years and pay $15,000 or more to be able to come to this country is frustrating and should be frustrating to most of us. I think the next step after that, and maybe this isn't necessarily a step, but something that should be done throughout the way, is those of us that are here, we need to be proud of our country and proud of our culture, proud of our heritage, proud of our language, proud of what makes us unique as Americans. The idea of having people come and spitting upon our culture or being more loyal to the country from where they came than being loyal to the country where they now reside and where they're trying to become citizens is beyond backwards, and it's frustrating. I don't think that that should be done through any sort of legal process. I know a lot of people have a hard time distinguishing between rule of law and social pressure. I absolutely don't think there should be any sort of rule of law regarding culture or an official language or anything like that. But I think that as Americans, people need to stop apologizing for our country and for our culture. This idea of strength and diversity really only is possible, I believe, in as much as we have a strong foundation that we're not apologizing for, that we're not sorry for, that we don't feel a guilt for. And unfortunately for the majority of white middle-class America, that's the case. We don't have to apologize for that, and that's the next big step. None of this involves throwing out families or people that are here. None of this involves amnesty to people, because I think after you get to the point where you've taken these steps, then that's when it's appropriate to introduce a bill like this accountability bill, where people are given the opportunity who, yes, they did break the rules, have them pay a fine and go from there. But it needs to be done in the right order.